It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, airs statewide, HPR 1 stations every Friday, and then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you very much for listening. This week, we are welcoming back Best Buddies Hawaii. It's a returning guest. You may recall hearing them previously. They help to create opportunities for one-to-one friendships, integrated employment, leadership development, and more for folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Coming up soon, Best Buddies' fifth annual Friendship Jam. It's October 12th, 6 to 9 p.m., Elks Lodge in Waikiki. And we're going to learn about that event, about their mission, and how we can help them out, too, as we welcome back Sarah Mann, the State Director of Best Buddies Hawaii. Aloha, and thank you for coming back, Sarah.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having me back.
You are quite welcome, and great to see you. For folks who are joining the conversation and they're not as familiar with the great work that Best Buddies do, first explain who the organization is and your mission.
Sure. Best Buddies has been around for 27 years, and we are the largest nonprofit that helps promote inclusion and provide leadership opportunities and integrative employment for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. In Hawaii, we have our friendship program at local schools. We go in and match up, pair up a student in general ed with a student in the special ed and provide opportunities for them to get to know each other, and just it's about the friendship, and it really, you know, is
It breaks the barriers of those two areas of the school, is what it does.
That's right. It really does. And we like to look at it as authentic reciprocity, which is, you know, good for both sides. It's not just for the kids in special ed. It really helps the general ed and change the whole social fabric of the campus by people being more patient and compassionate and inclusive, which is so important these days.
And I think you couldn't have said it better. I mean, I'm privileged because I got to learn about the program up close with you before, but I think what you said about it not just being for the disabled folks, really, it creates a much more, like you used the word, compassionate, empathetic group of folks in the general ed population who undoubtedly will carry that forward in life, treat other people who deserve to be included with that sense of inclusiveness. And there's nothing like a one-on-one experience where you get to know that somebody else has so much warmth inside them by being their friend. And then you take that out of that experience. So you're right about its nurturing potential for both groups of people and the way that that can go forward. And help other people who are disabled to be included, because that person's going to take that, what they learned from Best Buddies, they're going to be applying it throughout their life and maybe even see the value of putting it forward into another person and saying, hey, there's this thing I'm part of, let me tell you about it, or just implementing it for decades down the road in their life. And since you were last on, when Sarah came in, she was very excited about some of the cool things that have happened in the time that you were last on the program. Share a little bit of the new developments of things that are going on with the organization.
Sure, Dave. A few things. We are opening our first college chapter at University of Hawaii at Manoa. We're really excited about that. We're teaming up with Easter Seals, and we will provide one-to-one friendships for college-age students with people at Easter Seals, with participants of their program, and excited to continue that and then move toward our goal in the future of getting a jobs program, which would be great to integrate people with disabilities into the community, which we have jobs programs in other states, and the heads of the companies always say it's the best thing I ever did for the culture of our company. The CEO of Silicon Valley Bank, Coffee Bean, they say it just really brings, you know, great morals and values, and people just, it's very basic, people just treat people better in the company. So it's really exciting, and we're hopeful for a jobs program in the next year or two.
That's very cool. And how about the basketball? Can we talk about that too?
Yes, yes. Best Buddies Hawaii has teamed up with the Hawaii Hammerheads, which is an American Basketball Association team coming to Hawaii this fall. Very excited to team up with them. They are really focused on working with the community and local community organizations, especially nonprofits. So we're excited to cheer them on at Blaisdell. They've given us complimentary tickets and some courtside tickets. So we're really excited about that. Some of our buddies can go to the practices and meet the players. And we're really looking forward to teaming up with them.
Those are great things that have come your way, and congrats on both of them, because they both, that's the kind of thing that does change people's lives, and inclusion in a major sporting event like that that's happening at the big arena in town is certainly one of those things. Dialing back in on thinking about folks who could be listening, who are thinking, wow, I'd like to know more about this, maybe for my child, or for there's a young person in my life, I'd like to turn them on to it. In either case, whether it's a disabled child and their family or someone that they know, wow, this kid already has a good spirit, he's already so kind, imagine how much that could grow when they become something like that. What grade levels does Best Buddies happen in, and what schools across the state is it already happening in?
Yeah, we are on Oahu and Maui, and
just those two?
Yes, just those two islands.
Okay.
And at middle school and high school level, and then soon to be college. So
if people wanted to open them on Kauai or Hawaii Island after listening to this, they'd be able to reach out to you and you could help them figure out the method to do that, correct?
Absolutely. Actually, we already have interest from Kauai and the Big Island. We are just looking for more funding, and then we hope to open there.
That's fantastic. Well, that's great to hear. And this is and from our conversation, folks may have also gleaned that this is a national organization and this is a local branch of it.
Actually, international organization. We are present in 50 states and 53 countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Yeah, you're right. It's a kind of concept. It's just for all people, basically. Can't really divide us up by which country you're in. How does the Best Buddies get its funding?
Through government grants as well as private foundations, through some of our fundraisers.
And the one that we're about to hear about, and a little bit more details about the program and then we'll be talking about, but the 5th Annual Friendship Jam, is that a fundraiser too?
Yes, it is. It is October 12th at Elks Lodge, as you mentioned earlier, and we're excited. It used to be during the day, and now it's at nighttime. We're trying to step it up a bit, and we have some great local performers, and Kelly Hu and Al Watterson will be our co-MCs, and it should be a great night of fun, entertainment, good grinds, and seeing some of our buddy pairs in action and seeing our mission in action.
How does that event raise money?
Through ticket sales, through corporate sponsors, and through a silent and live auction.
So people can participate, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, they can buy tickets to go to the event, they can sponsor the event, and they can donate items for the auction.
That's right.
That's awesome. Well, that gives a lot of ways for folks. It's always cool when there are a variety of ways to help out something. What are the, and that's again, that's going to be 6 to 9 coming up on the 12th. What are, back to the program and giving some more details on how it works, it takes, Best Buddies Hawaii stuff happens during the school day generally, or is it after school too?
It's during the school day. We operate like a club, any other club that would happen during the school day. So the kids, you know, are able to see each other during the school day. And then once in a while, we do have activities that take place maybe after school or on the weekends.
That's fantastic. So the program functions as an element within the school. How do kids get into it? Like, how would a child be introduced to it? So there are a number of schools in the Honolulu area, also on Maui. Are they on Lanai and Molokai too, or just
not yet? No.
Okay. So for folks who are thinking about, how would my kid find out about this? How would they find out?
Good question. We have program managers who are on it, and they are present on days when they have club rushes and club information sessions. And so they know from the beginning, oh, I can join Best Buddies. Okay, great. And they sign up. And then after that, we, you know, get in touch with them and then want to, you know, make sure they're really interested. And then from there, you know, we start at the schools.
And I can imagine also that a kid could literally ask a teacher, hey, do we have Best Buddies Hawaii happening in this school? I am interested in it.
Yes, we can. They can do that.
That's cool. Well, that's a great information source. So, and is it just intellectual, developmental disabilities or other disabilities too?
Focusing on intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Okay. Any costs for children to participate?
No, there is no cost.
So there are, we kind of talked about it a little earlier, but in trying to give example of some of the things that folks do together, there are longer term goals for the participants, both the disabled and the general ed students. And that is from providing invaluable friendship, self-confidence with the disabled students, who also, as we pointed out, equally and as of just as much importance and really even more so in terms of benefiting disabled people going forward in life. It's also about reshaping thinking at an early age for the general ed students in terms of how they treat and relate to their disabled classmates.
That's right, Dave. Bullying can be a problem on campuses, especially in middle school and high school. And when you reshape the social fabric of the campuses at an early age by bringing in a club like Best Buddies, and that just kind of, you know, spills out to the rest of the campus, you can, like you said, reshape the vibe on campus, which is what we're going for. And then that would carry out for the rest of their life, hopefully.
Yeah, it goes into the person. The person is just, that's just an environment they're in. It's them who's being reshaped, and then their actions will be, hopefully representative of that in the rest of their life and in the way that when they run into anybody with a disability. And I can imagine in that way, it also does lend itself to, if you somebody in a wheelchair, somebody who has another sort of challenge in their life, that person is going to have that much more understanding of compassion and realizing that is not the only way, that's not the only defining signature of someone, and that there are other elements to the person, and just how much better it feels to treat people with respect and inclusion than not so. Are there examples you can provide in terms of the kinds of activities that they do in the clubs and the kinds of ways you've seen this bonding grow to foster these better relationships?
Sure. I've been fortunate to go to the schools and see some of the activities happening. They get together. They make friendship bracelets together. They last year, right around the holidays, they had a fun club where they decorated holiday cookies together, which was fun. And, you know, the activities are really enjoyable and fun, but it's also just seeing, you know, the kids interact, the buddy pairs, because the general ed always says the same thing. Oh, wow, they have the same hopes and dreams that I do. I just would never be in a, I just didn't know anyone with a disability or wasn't really, you know, open to, not open to it, but I wasn't exposed to being with someone with a disability. And these days, you know, 1 in 6 people have a developmental disability, and it's important to really, you know, have our mission out there and have it working and taking off in the schools.
It does provide a great base for people. It's an early stage of life, as you pointed out, middle school. That's a very formative time. A lot of who we are seems to have been shaped really early in life. And to get in and sort of intercept bad habits or negativity, or as you pointed out, bullying, things like that do occur. And when you can get someone to think a little differently about those who are different than them, and it could probably work on kids who have a lot of other differences too, cultural, ethnic, the same way, as I'm thinking, I can see the value of how this integration can change in a lot of things beyond just disabilities, but that's what it's focused on. How do you, the kids who are the general ed students who do this, or to me are it's almost like an ambassadorial, it's almost like the role of an ambassador of some kind, because in so many ways, like you pointed out, they take this back in to the regular classroom, and then it can affect other people because they see, well, he's doing this. Why would I bully someone that my friend is friends with? How do those kids, is there a process for sort of recruiting those kids if they're not necessarily aware of it, that a teacher could play that role? I guess that's why I pointed out parents who are listening could say, I would love for my child to be part of something like that, because I see it's obvious the value that that's going to bring to their life. Do teachers ever play that role of sort of or encouraging children to become a part of that, especially when they see someone who's altruistic and giving and empathetic to begin with?
Yes, our PMs ask teachers, faculty advisors to seek out students who, you know, are leaders and really kind of are cut out for best buddies. So we go in with that, asking teachers to look out for that. So that's really helpful.
Yeah, I can imagine. And the same with anyone that people look up to, making a suggestion like that. When we think about the ways that you guys have, you mentioned the PM, what is that?
Program manager?
That's it, program manager. So thinking about program managers and the people who are doing this are, and there's undoubtedly, when it comes to orchestrating your events too, there must be some sort of potential too for volunteers and for people to support this by way of either helping Best Buddies to arrange their fundraising events and other community outreach, as well as working within the programs. Can you sort of illustrate the ways that people listening could be a volunteer to support your organization?
Sure. You can go to our website or call the number that Dave has on the HPR website, and we can give you information on how to volunteer at one of our friendship walks or at the friendship jam. On Maui, we have an event, Life is Sweet, which is great. Buddies pair up with local chefs and create a signature dish, and that's a lot of fun and super tasty. And so we have a lot of volunteer opportunities for people.
So people just have to reach out to you and say they'd like to help out, and then you can walk through ways that they could do that. And as also you pointed out, depending on the island community that they're in, is there a similar jam that's taking place on Maui around mid-October or no?
No. November, they will have their Life is Sweet event.
Okay. It'll be in November.
Yes.
Okay. And you'll make sure to put that on our HawaiiPublicRadio.org community calendar.
Yes.
Which is a great place where people get find resources. Your site also urges folks to be advocates, it says on there, which is really, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and by doing that, you mean to share this and get this program by being an advocate in this usage. The term advocate implies help to be a supporter of Best Buddies by sharing information on people's social media and by letting other people in the community know that the program exists. Do I have that sort of right?
Yes. Yes. Just we're trying to raise awareness at every level so people know about us, because we're still relatively new to the island, just a few years. And so we want people to know what we're about. And, you know, we're in the schools, we're a club during the day, no cost. So it's really something that, you know, kids should know about, and parents and teachers, so their kid can be involved in this great program, which down the road can really have your child be a more compassionate, empathetic person.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that any kids that have the challenges of any of these disabilities, it's an incredibly nurturing, enriching environment, self-confidence building. I mean, one can only imagine how much good something like this can do for both groups of folks that would be coming together. And they pair people about the same age, I'm assuming?
Yes, yes.
That's fantastic. And as you also pointed out, goes all the way up now into the college level. So folks who are thinking about ways that this could be vital at that level of their life. If you're a college student and you're listening and you're interested in getting involved, certainly they'd be encouraged to contact you too when I give out this information, correct?
Yes.
That's huge. And that's great about the Hammerheads. Is that their name?
Yes, the Hawaii Hammerheads. Very exciting.
It is. It's a very exciting thing. The organization can be found online if you're curious and you want to learn more online. It's bestbuddieshawaii.org. And you can email the organization if you're interested in providing something for the auction that's coming up October 12th at the Friendship Jam. If you're interested in volunteering for that, volunteering in other ways to help them administer these programs, hawaii@bestbuddies.org.
Yes.
Is the email. If in the Honolulu area, by phone, 808-545-3025. For folks in Maui County, 808-242-6962. Those are the numbers that are to use. You guys have Facebook, any of the social media?
We do. We are on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
And folks can look for them there, and I will have those links, all of this contact information, the radio feature, the full interview, and all of our other Helping Hand guests waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just look for Helping Hand among the news links. And it is there. What other things did we not mention that are critical about what's going on right now with the program or things that I need to share with folks about it?
We just had our 27th annual leadership conference in Indiana at Indiana University, and we had the biggest turnout ever, and it's really great. We like to call it Inclusion Disneyland, and it's just, you know, participants from all over the world, and it's just so great to see them together, giving speeches and learning leadership skills and just being empowered by being together. And it was really awesome, again, benefiting both the general ed and special ed population. So it was really great. That was a lot of fun. And then we're excited for school started, school's in session, and we're excited for another great year.
That's really cool. Well, I'm excited to be able to support an organization like this. It's fantastic stuff that you're up to, Sarah. It's a great example for other people, what you're doing for this organization. And there's a lot of ways that people can support this, not to mention letting people who are young in your life know about it, or yourself becoming a volunteer, supporting them, making a donation so that these programs can maintain their funding. And I hope you know down the road, as has been the case with this one, I want to have you back again. And the door is always open. It's Sarah Mann. She is the state director of the innovative program Best Buddies Hawaii, part of a worldwide organization trying to seed compassion and empathy among people and just treating each other better. I cannot think of a more rewarding kind of thing to be part of and to support. Thank you so much for doing it. On behalf of all the kids that you help and all the new leaders that you're putting into the world who are going to go on and treat disabled people that much better, I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Dave. I always love being here.